Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Rio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism does matter and is overrated, we're running out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In a revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected book-writing political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit-and-run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, Blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their Blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, Blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their Blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip-hop. That is hip-hop. It definitely won't be televised.
Wow. Of course. This is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Don't get that man mixed up. That man stands for music, activism, news. This is chapter 1, verse 18 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And, of course, I want to let people know, all the ones who are on Blog Talk right now, all the ones who are definitely looking at their screen, I appreciate that. That live streaming is always beautiful. You can look at that number and dial in at 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. Here's disclaimer number one. Please press the one key if you wish to speak. Please do that. But sometimes, because of the overflow of calls, numbers coming in from nationwide, of course, all over different switchboards, you may not hit number one. And if you don't hit number one, and I come on and I hit you up live, well, you don't want to speak, just feel free. Don't speak. You stay silent. We put you back on hold. And everything is good as gold. That's disclaimer number one. Disclaimer number two will be after I let you know you will get a lot of information. So please get pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, iPads, desktops, laptops, smartphones. Please get all of those together. Now, the disclaimer number two is what you hear, it may offend you. And if it does, please don't get mad at Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. You can call and blame me directly at 646-478-0944. And that's the way that particular thing goes. I want to make it easy on everybody right now. So I think we'll start this off the correct way like we usually do. And I'm going to take the time, sit back, let you know what so far your top tracks are that's out right now. And from last week to this week, some songs played on my show. Some songs played on another couple of shows that I get into later on. But we'll say that number 10, Eastside, the remixes. Number 9 spot was Black House Sounds. Number 8, Dime Breed Entertainment, that had a nice show on Friday night. Maybe they'll call up and tell us how that went. I heard it went very, very well. There was something else going on that night, too. I think it was Spit Magazine had a show. Would have loved to have made it to that one as well. Number 7, Donna Says from HJS Music. Number 6, Hip Hop's David Ruffin. Of course, DJ Tech and HJS Music. Kind of important because it brings up the topic of Trayvon Martin. Number 5, Karma Delane. Number 4, D Gambit from Life Innovations. Of course, wow. Number 3, Instant Classics by Emax the Image from Varsity Music. Number 2, Instrumentals by Emax the Image from Varsity Music. And of course, number 1, you know, because of the playoffs and everything like that, The Norris Ring from Varsity Music. So I've been having an interesting day so far. Today I'm blessed to see another birthday so far, so I'm very thankful for that. What I'm going to do is sit back, relax, get the facts together. Just came in off of a vigil where we got some things accomplished. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. My name is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, which stands for Music, Activism, News. I'll be with you shortly with some more information, some facts, and more fun-filled adventures. Of course, feel free to use the telephone number to get in direct with me. Let me know what's on your mind as we deal with some of the hot topics of the day, where we will definitely deal with, of course, the painting party that happened last week, the red light meeting that happened the past week, the debate that is up and coming, which will turn into a discussion because certain politicians are too scared in Ward 10 to talk about and deal with it, as well as cops going back to work. You mean the 13 police officers? And, of course, we just have to talk about a few other things. I'll be back with you shortly. Of course, feel free to use the phone number and dial in 264-6478-0944. And peace.
Watching the news today. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and something about some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
Instagram. You starting to understand what it really is.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block.
and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mid of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, locker room, I done speak the truth.
Life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
Wow, against the grain. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know real quick, I appreciate everyone who has definitely called in so far today. We're getting ready to go to that 216-820 number real quick. Again, we're getting ready to go to the 216-820 number. I just want to get one thing out and open and let people know. Like I say, we do our best to give everybody the information that they may need. And when I say that, I want to point out to people that some of the tracks that you hear, when I say other shows, you can use that 646-478-0944 number, not just tonight, on what I think is like the fastest hour on the radio. You could use that same number on a Wednesday. Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk 2, which features international politics broke down to a local level. And then, of course, Fridays and Saturdays, use that same phone number, 646-478-0944, for Fridays and Saturdays for Hood Tunes Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where the goal is not only teaching music business, but linking regional artists with nationwide artists. And with that being said, can I go to that 216-820 number? Who am I speaking to and what's going on this evening?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Dear Shabazz. How you feeling today, Al?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. I'm really doing excellent. What's going on with you, family?
Not much, man. First of all, happy birthday, man. I see you made it to your 44th birthday. Happy birthday on that.
So, thank you so much.
No problem, man. Yeah, I was calling and let you know, man, that the show, the Why You Mad, Summer Bash, man, was awesome. It went as expected, you know, that we had down at the Kinston Center. So all the performers showed up. All the performers did their thing, man. It was a blast.
Nice. Oh, man, let me know some of the performers who performed, definitely.
We had the first performer that performed was Nice Mike, which is an incredible rapper, man. I took down his number, man, and some of his information. I hook up with him later. Then we had a rapper by the name of J Von, that's affiliated with Dime Breeze Anti. Then we had Kanai, who tore up the show, man. That's going to be 15 years old, bro. True.
Right.
Man, she was unbelievable. Then we had Thrax, and then we had some other members of Dying Breed and T that performed there. So then we had Three Hated that performed. They were off the chain there. So everybody basically came up and did their thing, man. So it was pretty awesome.
Congratulations on that. Because I don't mind sharing their music on my page and stuff like that because you all have been putting out some nice videos and the lyrics match.
Yep, definitely. We're going to be heading down to Atlanta on the 29th, actually the 16th of July, man. We got some big things going on down there. Plus be talking to some record execs down there, so. Hopefully everything go well, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we come back home with a nice little deal, so.
Oh, man. I expect it because you all have such nice, young talent that knows what you all are doing. So instead of me just talking about it, where can people check you all out?
Oh, man. Right now, they can check us out at www.reverbnation.com/3H8. That's Three Hated. You also can check Kanai out at that www.reverbnation.com/Kanai. That's Cani. And most of our stuff, you can catch up on Facebook. Only thing you have to do on Facebook is just go to Facebook, type in Three Hated. That's 3HAD. Or you can go to SoundCloud and listen to our music and type in Three Hated. If you don't want to do all that, only thing you have to do is Google us at Three Hated.
Okay.
Google 3Hated.com. So.
Then I appreciate that for real. And I just hope and pray you all do get out of it everything you put into it. Because with that being said, you all are on your way to success a lot sooner than later.
Definitely, man. Working hard, man. Every day putting their name out there. Me and the other Metro Yellow, we putting our group's name out there and just keeping them in the spotlight, man. Getting them into every little bit of thing we can get them into, you know, from all types of shows outside to the inside shows, colleges and everything. So we just doing everything we can for them, you know. So
appreciate that, and may you definitely stay up, you and the whole crew.
We greatly appreciate you.
All right, then, thanks, brother. And we'll still give you some more information of some other places where you can submit music to throughout the show. So I
all
thank
right.
you.
All right, greatly appreciate it, man.
All right, peace.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, since you've been holding on for so long, 216-925, you're on Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. What's going on this evening?
What's going on, my baby?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hey, Al, what's up?
I'm doing excellent. What about you?
Okay, this is Brother Kahar.
Oh, wow. You know something, man. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
No, what's up, man? No, man, I'm going to let you go inside. What's up?
Hey, I'm doing excellent because you like the poetry you spent a couple of weeks ago at the Sisters to Sisters event for Father's Day was beautiful because there was a band backing you up. And
yes, sir.
It was some powerful messages. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, man, I heard, is it your birthday, right?
Yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is.
Hey, man, go home, grab mama, hug mama, kiss mama, tell mama happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I sure will do that.
Yeah,
happy
man. You know, because through her lineage, man, she made it possible, brother.
Yes, indeed. And that is so true. Oh,
yeah.
I'm cool.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I got McQueen here, man. We sitting here, man, by the water, man, you know, watching the ducks and the geese, man. And so she said happy birthday to you, too, brother.
Happy birthday. Happy
birthday.
Yeah, look, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Look, man, just keep up the good work, man. That was a good program, man, that Father's Day program. And, brother, it's like it always. You sincere from your heart, man, and you drop it in when you broke down. Father, man, you did a wonderful job of it. And keep on doing what you're doing, man. And you got nothing but love from this end. Okay, brother? And
much respect. Much respect.
All right, then.
Thank you for what you all do.
Yeah, and I want to get that same group that I had behind me, backing me. And we're going to try to put that together because I believe it's time now, you know, Jesus, just us, that, you know, that it's time for us to come off that cross and come out that tomb, man. And as we say, our Father who died in heaven, thy kingdom come on earth as in heaven. So we shouldn't be looking, going to heaven per se, but as we say, let's bring that heaven down here on earth so we can have it both here and in the hereafter. All right?
All right. We can do that.
All right,
thank you again.
All right, my brother. Peace.
Peace.
And salam alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you both. Wow. As a matter of fact, it was so nice when we've done our shows at the Duck Pond and stuff like that, real peaceful. It's always nice to have that. So this is what I'd like to do. We're getting certain information out of the way, some of the good points, some of the bad points, all of that, but I want to get some more information out. If I can, I want to definitely put it on the Blog Talk Radio family so that people who are listening, they can type in, you go to Blog Talk Radio and type in D Gambit Radio. You can also type in Bored and Restless Radio. And you can also type in Corrupt Radio. Those are just more chances for exposure for your music, information, and all of that. So we're going to take the time, go to another track, come back, and we're going to talk about that 137 shots, but we're going to add the number 12 into 137. We'll get into everything else very shortly. You're, of course, listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Peace. On this nice Monday.
Whoa. gave it to you. Didn't know that I'm supposed to take care of you and nurture you until it was too late to do. I mistaked you for a little something common, and I lost you in the process. I'm so sorry. If I can have you back, I'll take you back without a track, a no reaction of what you did while I was gone. You're the finest thing I've ever known, and all I want is you.
All right, before we go to that 216-681 phone number, I want to let people know also some things that are going on that they can check out. They can check out, of course, voiceofradio.com on Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, voiceofradio.com from 3 to 4 p.m. You always have that Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop radio show, and that's Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's a 216-694-8910 phone number. And, of course, if I can, I just want to let people know, don't guess about what we do. Come and find out for yourselves. Feel free later on that Wednesday evening, right before you tune into Hood Talk 2, come on down to 14660. That's 14660, the intersection of Euclid Avenue and Lee Road in East Cleveland. That's where Black on Black Crime Incorporated meets at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's right, the group that goes all the way out and bothers people throughout Ohio when it comes to certain things and also does preventative measures. That's where we meet at. The first floor of the McCall's, we use the McCall's meeting room. We flip that whole first floor of the McCall's Motel into our meeting room. And now, without further ado, I want to give a couple of minutes to 216-681. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News, 681.
Hey, I just want to say happy birthday to my little brother.
I figured you might call in. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing all right. And Brother Shahar had a good message, my brother. We need to bring heaven down here where it needs to be, brother.
You didn't lie on that.
Yeah.
That's the absolute truth. So what else is going on, brother?
Nothing much. And I just want to say that you guys had a beautiful thing Saturday, paint party or whatever for Donna Brown Councilwoman Award 10 or 8, whatever it is. And I just want to say I was out there this afternoon and I seen what you guys did. You guys did a beautiful job on that wall, brother.
Thank you so much. And I want to also thank some of the people from the Panthers, the BBCI members, OPN, who showed up. We had that press conference that Channel 5 picked up. Eastside, Latasha Glover was there, 1008 Vision, Suav Gotti. So it was enjoyable. So thank you, brother. What's going on for you?
Oh, nothing much, my brother. Just taking it easy in my young age since my baby brother's older than me now.
Yeah, I am. It happens every once in a while, brother.
Yeah.
So I thank you again, man, for calling tonight. Anything else you want to say, brother?
Not really. I just wanted to holler at you and then just throw my opinion out there for the 137 shots because it is right there in my backyard, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I wish it. I wish that they can come to a conclusion and find out that these police officers were wrong for shooting them two innocent bystanders.
Ooh, that's nice. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to, while you're on hold, I'll get into that subject. How's that, brother?
All right, my brother.
All right. Please hold the line and thank you because you brought up some nice points tonight. We'll be right back with you in just a moment. That's my, now I guess that's my little brother, JB. I'm still trying to figure out how that happened, but he'll be my big brother during that first weekend of August when his birthday is on. So he better enjoy being the younger brother right now because he'll be my older brother shortly. Hey, I want to point things out. A lot of you all would probably think I'm just tripping. What does 12 have to do with 137? Okay, all right. Because a lot of people are like, 13. No. All but one of the 13 Cleveland police officers involved in the November 29th deadly chase and shootings have returned to full duty, according to the Cleveland police. The officers were put on restricted duty after the November 29th incident. Timothy Russell, 43, and Melissa Williams, 30, were killed when officers opened fire on their car. There were 137 shots fired. Russell had led police, of course, on a 22-minute high-speed chase that started near downtown Cleveland, near the Justice Center. And then they said several officers reported seeing a gun during the chase, but no weapon was ever found. As a matter of fact, thanks to AG, Attorney General Mike DeWine's report, people realized that, hey, it was a backfiring muffler, and one of the police officers, many officers that were involved in the chase, reported that. Now, let's go back and say that Cleveland Police Sergeant Sammy Morris could not give a specific reason why the officers were allowed to return to full duty, but noted that no criminal charges have been filed. Why? Because our prosecutor, Tim McGinty, who has to work with the police every day that he does his job for information, is taking a very slow time to see what should be done with the grand jury and the charges against the police department. Even though it took him, like, real quick to say, at first, he was going for the death penalty for Ariel Castro, who deserves it, but I'm just saying, it's a slow process. Now, the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office, sometimes I like to call him the persecutor, forgive me, I want to be politically correct. The Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office is still investigating to determine whether the officers should face criminal charges. Below are the assignments for the 13 officers. Effective Monday, May 6, 2013, of course, But Wilfredo Diaz, badge number, 350. He was detailed to transitional duty in the gang impact unit. So I guess he could shoot some young gangbangers. Diaz, I think that's our, of course, Wilfredo Diaz, that's our own Zimmerman in Cleveland. Then you had, effective Monday, May 24th, the patrol officer was detailed to transitional duty in the Bureau of Communication and Property Control. Number 1580, Randy Patrick. Now, on May 24th, 2013, Officer Paul Box, number 2526, had transitional duty in the police academy. Effective Monday, June the 3rd, the patrol officers returned to the full duty at the 2nd District, which happened to be 1969 William Salupo, number 409-409 Michael Farley, 1395 Scott Sistek, 1021 Brian Sabolik, 416 Michael Brillo. Interesting. The 49 times guy was allowed to go back to duty. Hold on a second. This makes things even more interesting. On June 3rd, the below patrol officers who returned to their full duty at the 3rd District was 1027, Aaron O'Donnell, number 1621, Michael Demchak, and number 767, Christopher Eric. And then, of course, on June the 10th, the patrol officer returned to full duty at the 2nd District, number 1277, Cynthia Moore. Detective 2182 Michael Rinkus remains on restricted duty. Now, this is really messed up when the one who remained on restricted duty and not given a gun was Michael Rinkus, but they decided that Michael Brillo, Mr. 49 Times, deserves a gun. So a lot of people might look and say, well, what's all your marching going to do? What you going to do? Why should you still get out there and do this, that, and the other? Because everything is going to happen anyway. All right, there was one story I was going to get into later, but it has a lot to do with where I was when I came rushing on this show, because Al Porter, man in the streets, unfortunately this evening in the heat, was back in the streets, which was kind of like, unfortunately, painting our area when we did our painting party. Anyway, there was a shooting that happened. A shooting that happened at the Braxton Building, say, last, we will say, week. That shooting that happened last week was a major shooting because the shooting happened after a concert. The shooting that happened was like late night off of 40th Payne area, or rather 40th and I'll say Lakeside. Exact address was 40th and Lakeside, one block from St. Clair at the Braxton Building. They had a private party for Chief Keef. Young man gets shot in the leg, drives down the street, and he died in the parking lot of the Marathon. Reason I'm going into this story very quickly is because I want to tie these things in together. His name was, of course, Aries Richards. Aries Richards. That's what we did the vigil for tonight. Family wanted answers. They wanted to know why he got into a fight with a security guard who claimed that this man was asked to move his vehicle, got out of his vehicle, roughed him up, tried to chase him down. Three other security guards from their firm opened fire while he was trying to chase this person down, hit in the leg, and Aries pulled in the Marathon and expired. By us getting out there, we not only were on St. Clair at the Marathon, but we marched down to the Braxton Building, marched down there. This is what's so important about marching down there. By marching to the Braxton Building, the owner came out and said that he was going to give a report to the police about what really happened. His building has and is allowed to rent out private parties, but You have to sign a contract. Contract. Sound familiar? My man Emax the Image talks about signing contracts and having things in writing. So when you rip that building out, you have to let them know that you're bringing security. You have to let them know you got a DJ. You have to let them know what else you need. So the company, whoever rented out the party for the event, had a group by the name of Kingdom Warriors who were their security. The owner of the building said the Kingdom Warriors were overzealous. He had spoke to them. They had broke out a window at his spot, throwing somebody out earlier that night. He said that he told them up front, you shouldn't be treating patrons like that. So he was not surprised that that type of tragedy took place. Had we not gone down there with the family marching strong, and when I say marching strong, I mean that man looked and it looked like Moses was like, instead of a staff, Art McCoy was using a bullhorn. You had the General Donald Walker Brown down there. You had a lot of family. By the time we got out in front of their building, the owner came out and said, I want to talk to the family and everybody here. I didn't make a press release or talk to the police. You should be able to get footage from the building across there. I'm going to show you where it happened. I'm going to give you the names and what have you. So right now we'll say that allegedly Kingdom Warriors security may be at fault. Now, there's a reason why I put that out there like that. He wouldn't have come out of that building if we hadn't have gone out. And the same thing I want to say is, if we don't continue to put that pressure on the Attorney General report and use that Attorney General's report of systemic failure, then we won't be able to get rid of our local prosecutor to force McGinty to recuse himself and step to the side and let an outside independent person come through. We don't put that pressure on, we won't be able to get enough folks to join us and demand that those officers be dealt with from even inside the system, that it might force Frank Jackson, who's in for a fight for his life politically against a man who has millions in his pocket to run for mayor and is working with other activist groups and community organizers as well as different sections of the community to come out there, we won't be able to force Frank Jackson. He might have to step up and say, you know something, I just want to fire the officers. They can put in for a grievance and come back, but we need to do some things. We need to keep that pressure out there because it might force even the NAACP and others who haven't spoken out like they could have and certain clergy to do what's needed and say, too much pressure, let's put it where it needs to be. And the reason I can say that is because I just saw pressure put outside. Pressure burst pipes, people, and I'm going to go to another track. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Sugar Hill Gang. And it might not be as happy as you would think it would be. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. Feel free to call in. We'll be glad to have you call in.
Clubs. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece, my crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bay would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang 1.
The local police, not all. Just the ones who roll like beasts.
Gang 2.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang 3.
The Cleveland Public School System. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top three gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a thug to myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown ass man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what's said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devils. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't little if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. When you're a child, you do childish things. True. When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters. H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator. HJS. Kilroy. Still rolling.
Wow. Adult club song. So I guess because of my birthday today, I can now get in the clubs. I think I'm an adult now to get in the clubs. So that might be all right. I just want to point out, we'll go to the good first. There's a good. I also want to thank HJS Music for providing the sounds at the painting party. That was major. I appreciate that. Then, of course, I want to thank, of course, everybody who sent out well wishes for the birthday, from HJS Music to Good Karma Foundation, everyone else. I appreciate that. And go to some more good things while I can and take that time so I'm not rushing myself, and say that yesterday was a blessing, because, of course, y'all need to write that down. There's a show cut that I'm going to talk about by the name of the Art McCoy University of Common Sense. That airs on Sundays at WERE 1490 AM, NewsTalkCleveland.com, live streaming 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on Sundays. Now, the reason I bring that show up is because we had the legendary Master G from the Sugar Hill Gang live in the studio. I want to thank, of course, Dave Malley for bringing him in. Now, of course, GMS Hood Famous TV, they filmed everything. That was good. If you want to know anything else more about it, I'll give you some more good things to tell you. You can always choose to go to Alfred Porter Jr. Facebook page. There's a profile picture of the sheriff's hat. All right, that's the good news. Now, let's go to some real things right here. One of the reasons why Master G was in town was to definitely talk, because not only is he working alongside Dave Malley on some other projects, I want to just point out to this next statement for those getting into the music business to see what's been in this business since 1979. Wonder Mike and Master G introduced hip-hop to the world in 1979 with Rapper's Delight as part of the most legendary Sugar Hill Gang. The Sugar Hill Gang recorded the first rap album to ever go platinum and its highest-selling hip-hop single of all time. However, over the past 30 years, the original hip-hop and Ya Don't Stoppers, Wonder Mike and Master G, have had their names stripped from them. Mr. Mike and Mr. G are fighting to reclaim their rightful place in music history. In the documentary, I Want My Name Back. Now, this is serious. I Want My Name Back. Now, directed by Roger Paradiso, I Want My Name Back takes viewers on a journey and is more than your average music documentary. Paradiso, the director, gave the film a crash course in hip-hop and the impact of rapper's delight. But this also lets you know the details of the personal adversities that the former Sugar Hill gang members encountered, even at the peak of their success, including betrayal and being robbed by millions. They were robbed of millions from their music, and you even discover that their former money-hungry record label has been posing and performing as the original members of the Sugar Hill Gang for over a decade. Now, you know, whether you're a hip-hop head or just like a dope documentary, I Want My Name Back is a real-life story that anyone can relate to and learn from. You know, there is going to be a free screening of the film that will take place at Mount Morris Park in Harlem. Mount Morris Park in Harlem, New York, at 6 p.m. Reason I say that is I might have to give myself a late birthday present and go down there on July 10th just to check that film out. You know, the one thing that Master G brought up that is one of the biggest problems in America that people don't realize is identity theft. And to be, like, to have your name stripped of you and taken from you, do you know that right now Wonder Mike and Master G cannot perform as the Sugar Hill Gang? You know, I really felt for these legends who, if it hadn't been for that particular track going mainstream the way it did, whether it was choking style lyrics or what have you, if it hadn't been for that, a lot of us wouldn't be doing what we were doing in hip-hop. And to see them in excellent condition and great spirits with what they're doing was a beautiful thing. As Master G let people know that when it comes down to it, identity theft is so rampant, it's one of the major crimes that is happening across America. Identity theft. And the one thing that he wanted artists to know is to trademark your name, copyright, trademark yourself. And the reason he felt it was so important was because, like he said, if you don't do that, anybody can grab your name and you can't do anything about it. That was like, for him to come up there and say that, it was excellent. Now, the one thing I can say I loved about the interview was, they weren't bitter, because like he said, he'll still get out there and tell folks, this is what I do, I'm who I am, you can't take my name, because he used that name. He had a DJ crew at the age of 15. That was Master G. So I had to throw that out there and let people know what was going on with that, because that was some strong, strong, strong things that came out of his mouth. And in order to find them, their name is Rapper's Delight, starring Wonder Mike and Master G. Not the Sugar Hill Gang, because he does not want to get that confused with anything else. And also they call themselves the Wonder Mike Master G Experience. And you know, if you don't think that theft can go like just on from a record label and all of that, I just want to let you know that this is one of those things that started off with music. As a matter of fact, theft has been around since the beginning. Check it out. Well, I'm the CASAN, the OVA, and the West is FLY. Now, wait a minute. Of course, Big Bang Hank, he did those lyrics, right? But there's a problem. He lets you know I'm the grandmaster with the three MCs. Now, hold up. I want you to go back in time with that song real quick. We're going to do this within a couple of minutes. Think about what Big Bang Hank said. I'm the grandmaster with the three MCs. But there was only three of them rapping. Why? Because he was managing an artist by the name of Grandmaster Caz and the Cold Crush Brothers. He wanted to go, and he said, hey, I need some lyrics. Can I use some of your lyrics to get you all in the door and get myself and Sugar Hill Records, Grandmaster Caz, Cold Crush Brothers, a crew of 4+, gave him the lyrics. And like Grandmaster Caz said when he came to Cleveland for a seminar, that, hey, I gave him the lyrics, and that idiot didn't even water them down. He spelled what my name is, which was Grandmaster Caz, which was short for Casanova. That's why Big Bang Hank, he didn't miscount. He just read the lyrics as were. So he stole and used the Cold Crush Brothers lyrics, and the reason I'm giving you this is I never want to be sued. So here's some facts. Google up YouTube Grandmaster Caz interview. Go ahead and do that. I dare you. Look up the history, and you will see how intertwined they were. Because once Big Bang Hank took those lyrics and wrapped them with the Sugar Hill Gang, he never looked back. Grandmaster Caz even did one of the oldest diss records, which is a feud that he released, because he talked about that in his lyrics, how Big Bang Hank took the lyrics and made millions of it, millions of dollars off of that track, and the Cold Crush Brothers never saw a dime. So his music has been there when it comes down to it. There's always been fraud. Get your stuff copyrighted. Get your names trademarked. There's some other things going on. I definitely know of one lady who will probably within the next 2 weeks call on a Monday and give you some information on other ways that people are being defrauded in the music industry. Like I say, this is music activism and news. And I just wanted to pull your coattails on something that if that happened to legends like that, who have toured worldwide and all of that, then what would make you think it won't happen to you? Now, moving right along, there was a red light camera meeting last week. Councilman Kevin Conwell heard from his ward, 9 ward residents, including his challenger for his ward, who said no more red light cameras, and Kevin Conwell said none. Bill Patman came in. Our representative for our area came in and said, hey, I'm going to vote to get rid of red light cameras and ban them throughout the state of Ohio. Meanwhile, during that slow process, our good friend Jeff Johnson has remained very quiet because we know he wants the red light cameras. So I'm letting anybody know within earshot real quick that next Monday, at the address of 809, address is 809 East 152nd, at the Emmanuel Vision Church. The Emmanuel Vision Church, 7 p.m., Bishop Dickerson is hosting a discussion on the red light cameras for Ward 10 residents and others. Of course, you know, Donna Walker Brown, who's running for Ward 10, is against those red light cameras. Eugene Miller, hey, he was for them. That's why he voted. We know Jeff Johnson is for them. But I did contact Eugene Miller's office, and I did contact Jeff Johnson. Oh, yeah. But I'm the grandmaster with the 3 MCs that shock your house for the young ladies. Hey, just had to throw that back out at you. But Jeff Johnson, I talked to him, and he let me know, as he always does with his brave self, that he will be too busy to attend the discussion on the red light cameras next Monday. Wow, that's a shock. Anyway, I'm wondering if Eugene Miller would be, quote-unquote, too busy to attend the panel discussion on the red light cameras. And if so, I think we need to jump up in them as well. So on that note, thank you for making my birthday evening. I have some things coming up. I'll talk to you shortly. Stay blessed, stay up. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. May we continue to look out for each other, and I look forward to seeing you all at some of these events. We'll take it out on something. Peace. Al Porter. Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. I know we got some sort of either instrumental or track, or we might just end out where the lady comes in and says, thank you for listening to Blog Talk. But it's been a pleasant, beautiful day once
Go
again.
Go Vikings. Go Vikings.
Shout out to North
Go
Cole.
Vikings.
Cleveland
Go
State
Vikings.
University.
CSU. Go Vikings. Go Vikings, CSU. Go Vikings.